Beginning tonight's shir, in the beginning of Siman Reish Samaches, we are starting on page Mem Gimel, and we are the page before 86. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Omer Vayechulu Betfilas Arvis. In Mariv, the Shmona Esrei, we say Vayechulu. Says the Mishabura in Sif Katan Aleph, the Omer Rav Hamnuna, because Rav Hamnuna says, Kol HaMispalel V'Omer Vayechulu, anyone who davens, and says Vayechulu ki'ilu nasa shutuf la Kodesh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereshis. Anyone who davens and says Vayechulu becomes a partner with Hashem in the creation of the world. Al tikri Vayechulu ela Vayechalu. Don't read it as Vayechulu, which is going on the maisa bereshis that it was completed. Ela Vayechalu, they completed. Pirish Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'hu Hashem and this person together. Umikomokom b'di'evet im lo amaro ein malzir noso. B'di'evet, if a person forgot to say Vayechulu in Shmoneh Esrei, he does not go back. The kol shekein l'didon da omrim b'kiddush Vayechulu. Certainly us, that we say Vayechulu in Kiddush afterwards, you certainly do not have to go back. In note number one, he writes, v'im nizkar lifnei shesayim es birchas mekadesh ha-shabbos, if you realize before you finish that bracha that you forgot Vayechulu, the Chai Adam writes, that you go back and you say Vayechulu, and the reason the Mishabur doesn't bring that down, says Rechai Kinyevsky, is it's obvious. It's pashut, if you're in the middle of the bracha, you didn't finish yet, you would go back for Vayechulu. But once you said the bracha, you would not go back to Vayechulu. Specifically, nowadays that we say it in Kiddush, you certainly wouldn't go back. Benusach ato kidashta in Shmoneh Esrei tzorach lahafzik ma'at bein lishmecha v'tachlis. You have to pause a little bit between the words lishmecha, to your name, and v'tachlis, tachlis l'maisa bereshis. Kedei shelo yeh kechozer l'malach chas v'shalom. So the word tachlis shouldn't be going back on what's before it, lishmecha, by saying there's a tachlis to Hashem's name. It shouldn't be understood like that, because that's incorrect. Rather, it's tachlis l'maisa bereshis. V'chein b'vayechulu yafzik bein elokim u'bein es. Like we see by Kriya Shema, anytime you have a word ending in mem, and then you have the word with an aleph or s, so if you say it too quickly together, it'll be like mace. Therefore, you have to take a break between Elokim and s. Haminag lomar belel Shabbos vianuchu va. If you look at Shmoneh Esrei, you'll notice that on the Friday night Shmoneh Esrei in Mariv, we say vianuchu va, ubayom vianuchu vo, uvemincha vianuchu vam. That's a sharkness of Agadola. Ayin sham hatam. There is a very interesting note that discusses this in the back of the Sefer, note number 4, on the bottom of page 10. Shom Kosov, he writes over there, Shasham al-Afarish, that he heard to explain, Shatam hu mishum shagamatria shal ba, boy, ubam, hinun zayin. The gematria of those three words is 57. Ubir b'sefer makor atfilo shenun zayin hu gimel pa'amim yutes. Nun zayin is 19 times 3. What's 19? Keneged Yutas Brachos Shalom Mispalim B'Shabbos. It's Keneged the 19 Brachos of Shmoneh Esrei that we don't say on Shabbos. Of course, we have 7 Brachos, but the regular Shmoneh Esrei we don't say, so it represents that idea that we don't say the regular Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. But then he writes something very interesting. Ubetam HaDover SheB'Shabbos Nohogim Lomar Nusach Shona B'Chol Achas Me'atfilos. The reason why on Shabbos, each tefillah of Shabbos is a different Nusach. SheBelel Shabbos Omrim Ato Kidashta. In Shachar, we say Yismach Moshe. B'Mincha, we say Ato Echad. V'ilu B'Yom Tov Omrim B'Chol HaTfilos Nusach Echad. On Yom Tov, we say Ato B'Chai Tono by all the Tfilos. So the Torah explains Mishum SheB'Shabbos Gimel HaTfilos Heim Keneged Gimel Shabbosos. The three Tfilos on Shabbos are Keneged three different Shabbosos. Ato Kidashta is Keneged Shabbos Bereshis. That's Keneged the Shabbos by the creation of the world. Yismach Moshe is Keneged Shabbos Shal Matan Torah. Matan Torah Haya B'Shabbos. The Torah was given on Shabbos. So the Shachar Shmoneh Esrei is Keneged Matan Torah, that Shabbos of Matan Torah. The Ato Echad is Keneged Shabbos Shal Asad Lavo. And therefore, the Nusach of each Tefillah is appropriate for Shabbos Bereshis, Shabbos of Matan Torah, and Shabbos Shal Asad Lavo. And then he brings another interesting thing. Tam Nosav Lekach Kosa Babudraham. The Budraham says another reason for this. Shashem Yisbarach V'Yisrael Heim B'Bechinas Chosin V'Kala. Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are together like a bride and groom. V'lochein Ato Kidashta Romez L'Kiddushin. The tefillah of Mariv Shmoneh Esrei, which is Ato Kidashta, represents Kidashta Kiddushin. The marriage of Klal Yisrael to Hashem. Yismach Moshe L'Simchas Chosin V'Kala. That represents the Simcha of the Chosin V'Kala. Tfilas Musaf al Tosefes Ksuba, that's like the additional money that a husband puts into the Ksuba. The Ato Echor al Yichud Shebein Achasim Vakala, that represents the Yichud between the Chasim and Kala. So interesting reasons why we have these different Nischos in Shachar's, Mincha, and Mariv on Shabbos. Back to the Mechaber in Siv Beis. Im ta'a v'hischil tfilas hachol gomer oso brocha sheniskar bo sheta'a umaskil shel Shabbos. Very important halacha. It does come up. Many people are not aware of this. If a person makes a mistake and he's supposed to be davening a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei and by accident he starts the fourth bracha with the weekday brachos, he finishes that bracha and then he goes back to Shabbos. Lo shna niska bebirchas atachonen. It doesn't matter if you realize your mistake in the middle of atachonen, you finish that bracha and then you go to the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. Lo shna niska bevracha achas mishar brachos. It doesn't matter if you already said 12 brachos. You finish the 12th bracha and then you switch over to Shabbos. It also doesn't matter which Shmoneh Esrei it is. Bein ba'arvis, bein b'shachris, musaf u'mincha. Any Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, if you accidentally start with the Ata Chonel Odom Das, you finish that bracha, and then you go Ata Kidashta, whatever bracha you're up to in whatever tefillah you are for Shabbos. It doesn't matter if you realize your mistake in the bracha Ata Chonel, Rifeinu, Shmakaleinu, any bracha, you finish the bracha, you're holding him. V'yesh omrim debim musaf poseg afilu be'emtza bracha. Some say that musaf is different, that when it comes to musaf, you would stop even in the middle of a bracha wherever you realize your mistake. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Beis. Gomer, we said you finished the bracha. Hatam, the reason is the bedinhu deboy letzaluye yurches brachos b'Shabbos kmo b'chol. Really, meikra din, you should daven the regular Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos like you daven during the week. Ulahaskir kedushas hayom ba'avoda kmo b'rosh chodesh v'chol moed. And really, you should say yal v'yavo and mention Shabbos in the bracha of avoda like we do on Rosh Chodesh v'chol moed. V'rak mishum kavet Shabbos lo atruchu rabbonim. Just because of the honor of Shabbos, the Rabbanan didn't want to be matriach you to say a long Shmoneh Esrei. V'tiknu bracha achas emtsoyes l'Shabbos. And therefore they established one middle bracha for Shabbos. V'lochein b'dievet shehisla bracha. Therefore b'dievet, if you started saying the brachos of the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, gomra, you finished the bracha. Shehi ru'uya lo menadin. Really that bracha is appropriate for that day. V'achakach masri l'bracha miyuchedas l'Shabbos. And then you switch over and you say the bracha that is specific for Shabbos. So let's look in the back of the Sefer on page 11, some very interesting things. Note number 5, and then we'll see note number 6. And note number 5, it's going on what we just said, that really you should say the whole weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos as well. They don't want to be matriach you, so they made a special bracha to replace all the middle brachos. But therefore, if you said already one of the brachos, so that's fine. So says note number 6, a mavur. It's clear shemitam bakoshas trocho b'shabbos lo osru lomar b'tfilah shabbos yuchas brachos. It's given the Mishnah Berurah. The reason we don't daven the regular Shmoneh Esrei is not because you can't ask for your needs on Shabbos. That's not the reason. The Mishnah Berurah didn't mention that. It's only because they didn't want to be matriachas to daven a longer Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. V'atamu, and the reason why it's not a problem to ask for your trochim on Shabbos if you daven the regular Shmoneh Esrei, it's like we explained earlier in Siman Kuf Pei Ches. Shatam she'omer b'Shabbos rachim b'birchas hamazon. It's the same reason why we say rachim in benching, which is bakashos. Kevan she'tofes bracha she'tiknu chachamim ein bazem mishum bakashos tracha b'Shabbos. If you are davening the regular form of tefillah that Chazal set up, that's not considered asking for bakashos because that's always done. Weiter in the note, he says the same way we say the harachamans in benching; those are bakashos, but we always say it, so we say it on Shabbos. Elokai netzorat and Shmoneh Esrei, we always say it, so we say it on Shabbos as well, even though that's asking for bakashos. And now we're going to continue in the same note on the left side of the page, on page 11. Very interesting machlokas here between Rav Yoshev and his son-in-law Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Ulevakish al inyone ruchnius. Can you make special requests for ruchnius? We don't answer bakashos on Shabbos, but is that only gashmiyistik bakashos or also ruchnistik bakashos? And what about saying the tefillas hashla, to have righteous children that we say on the Rosh Chodesh Sivan? Hora hagon Rav Yoshev shemutel omer b'Shabbos. You can ask for ruchnistik things on Shabbos. You can say the tefillas hashla on Shabbos. V'rak shebeamiras tefillas hashla yidaleg eschelek habakasha aparnasa. Just leave off the part that discusses Parnassah, because that's asking for Gashmias. But you could ask for Ruchnias. Meidach, on the other hand, Rechaim Knievsky writes, She'ein levakesh gam al inyanei Ruchnias. You should not ask for Ruchnias either. V'chein es tefilas hashlo ein lomer b'Shabbos. And therefore the tefilas hashlo should not be said on Shabbos. V'hosev, and he adds on, She'gam al zug hog, zivug hogun, to find the appropriate zivug, to find a wife. V'zera shal kayama, to have good children. Ein l'spal b'shabbos, you shouldn't daven on Shabbos. Mikom akom daitu shebehirur mutr levakesh al dvarim elu. You can't daven it with your mouth, but you can think these things. V'im iru lo shehespalu tfilas chol b'shabbos. If you accidentally, like we're discussing over here, you daven a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, the Berhetev writes, Shu Simon Ralo, it's a bad sign for you. The Yidag Kol HaShabbos, you should be worried about it all Shabbos. The Tzarech Lasos Tshuva, it's Mamash a bad thing, you got to tshuva about it. Ubir Hagon Ruchayin Kinesir, Chayin Kinesir explains, Shezeu Dafka Kishesavar Shayom Chol. It's only a bad sign if you Mamash thought it was a weekday and you daven the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Ava Ba'ofen Sheyoda Shayom Shabbos, you knew it was Shabbos. Elo Shetov Hiskel B'Tfilah Slow, you just mistakenly went with what you're used to when you said the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Ein zeh siman ralu. That's not a bad sign. And note number 6 as well is very important. Note number 6 tells us that even though we're saying in the Mechaber over here that an individual who's davening on Shabbos and he starts the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, finish up whatever bracha you're in the middle of when you realize your mistake and then switch over to the Shabbos. But if you're the chazan and you made a mistake in Chazar Sashatz, you start davening weekday Shemoneh Esrei, the Shalosh and Shuva Sholomesh says, Sheyafsik afilu be'emtza bracha, you stop even in the middle of a bracha. Kevan shatzibur lo sholach oso l'spal tefilas chol. You weren't appointed to daven a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. And so too, Paskins, Rishon Zalman Orbach. So a chazan is different. If the chazan says, Ata chonein, you stop him right away and you switch him over to the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, unlike a Yochid who says the wrong Shemoneh Esrei. Back to the Mishneh Berurah, we're in Sifkot and Gimel. So we said again, if you made a mistake and started saying the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, you finish whatever bracha you're in the middle of, and then you start Shal Shabbos. V'hu adin b'chol zeh l'inyan yontif, the same dinim apply by yontif. We're now on page 86 in the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot and Dalet. We said in the Mechaber that this applies to all Shemoneh Esrei, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Mariv. But we brought a Yesh Omrim that says Musaf is different, you'll stop in the middle of a bracha. What's the Machlokas? Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet, the reason why by Musaf there's a Yesh Omrim that says you stop even in the middle of a bracha, the Svirlu, they hold, the Musaf lo shayach klal tfilas yudchas brachos. Musaf has no shaychus to the 18 brachos. The af b'chol ein omrim rak sheva brachos. Because even during the week when we daven Musaf, if it's Rosh Chodesh or Chol Mod, we never daven more than 7 brachos. Ulekach posek afilu b'emtza bracha. Therefore they say you stop in the middle of the bracha because it's not shayach to the full Shemoneh Esrei. V'tam adeya kamaisa, that's pretty convincing. So what's the reason for the first opinion that says even in Musaf you finish the bracha that you're in the middle of and then you switch over to the Shabbos Musaf? The b'di'evid gam b'musaf, because b'di'evid, even when it comes to Musaf on Shabbos, in mispalo yurches brachos, if you daven the regular Shemoneh Esrei, rak hosef ba, you just added the following line, v'nase l'fanecha chovosenu, we should do our requirements in front of you, b'tmide yom, with the tmidim of the day, u'b'karim musaf, and the karim musaf of the day, yatsa, your yotze with that, like we'll see shortly in Sif Dalet. So since even on Shabbos, if you daven the regular Shemoneh Esrei v'musaf and added in that line, mentioned the Karma Musaf, your Yotzei, l'kach gam lo shayach b'dievet ha-bracha shalchol. So Mimela, it is shayach to say on Shabbos at Musaf time, a weekday brach of Shemoneh Esrei, that's totally fine because your Yotzei with that, if you would mention the part about Musaf as well. And therefore they say the same thing applies. Sifkot and Hay is going again on the Yesh Omer, the Mechaber brought down that in Musaf you stop in the middle of the bracha. V'chein pasu ha'achronim, that's what the Achronim paskin, mishum sefek bracha levatola. L'may says sefek bracha levatola, and therefore better stop in the middle and don't continue and finish the bracha. Now we go to Sif Gimel, back on top of the second line on page 86. Im hoya savur shehu chol, if a person thought it was weekday, the hiskel adaiti the chol, he started Shemoneh Esrei thinking it was weekday. Umiyad kishomar tevas ata niskar. And after he said the bracha of ata kadosh, he's ready for ata chonin. He says the word ata, and he realizes, oh no, it's not weekday, it's Shabbos. Kodem shomar ata chonin. He remembered it between ata before chonin. He said one word. He said ata. Havaloi hiskel b'shal chol. That's considered starting the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. V'gomer oso bracha. Now, mind you, two out of the three Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei start with Ata. Ata Kidashta, Ata Echad. Only Shachris is Yismach Moshe. So two out of the three are Ata anyway, but Zakta Mechaber, we'll see what Shemoneh Esrei this is referring to exactly, will be a Machlokas, but the Mechaber says, if you start the bracha with just Ata, but you thought it was weekday, you must finish that bracha of Ata Chonin. But says the Shulchan Aruch, Avalim Hoya Yodea Shu Shabbos, But if you realize it was Shabbos, the shalobi kavona hischil tevas ata, you just mistakenly by rote said the word ata. Afilu imhu betfila shachris. Even if you're in the middle of davening shachris on Shabbos, which starts with Yismach Moshe, she'ena posachas ba'ata, it doesn't begin with ata. Eino gomer birchas ata chonin. In that case, you said ata, but you don't have to finish the bracha of ata chonin. Dechashvinan le keta betfila Shabbos bein zolazo. We view you as if you made a mistake in the Shabbos Shmon Esrei, that instead of saying Yismach Moshe, you said ata echad or ata kidashta, and therefore you would not have to go back. Dr. Ramod, because you could have said Atakidasha or Atakidachat. Dr. Mishaburas at Kodan Vav, we said if you thought that it was weekday and you said just the word Ata requires you to finish the brach of Ata Chonin. I am Beis Yosef, the Svirle, the Beis Yosef holds. Da'afilu ba'arvis u'mincha. Even if you were davening Mariv, which starts Ata Kidashta, or Mincha that starts Ata Echad, she'yocha v'sayim biv Ata Kidashta and Ata Echad, you could just say the next word Kidashta or Echad and everything would be fine. Mikom makom still holds the Beis Yosef. Kevin she'kavanaso hoitzu l'tfil aschol. Since your mindset was for a weekday Shmon Esrei, mikri hischil b'shachol. That's considered starting a weekday Shmon Esrei, the gomer birchas atachonim. And you have to say the entire bracha of atachonim. That is the Beis Yosef. HaMogen Avram cholek alov esrile. The Mogen Avram argues and holds, didavka b'tfila shachris she'eno maskil b'tevas ata. Davka by shachris, that's when it doesn't start with ata. It starts with Yismach Moshe, u'minkar b'diburo shehu l'shem chol. And it's clear from your words that you meant to start a week Shmon Esrei, then you have to finish the first bracha. Avol ba'arvis u'mincha kevan shevo minkar b'diburo, but by mincha and by mariv, where it's not recognizable in your words, lo mikri al yidei zehischel b'shel chol. That's not called starting a week Shmon Esrei. Memeilo says the Magen Avraham, v'yomer ata kidashta. You could just say, after you said ata, say kidashta. Or ata, then say echad. V'chein das apri megodim v'derech ha'chaim. So it seems that most Achronim argue with the Beis Yosef and say that this rule only applies by Shachris. So by Shachris, if you said Ata by mistake and you thought it was weekday, then you have to finish the bracha. But if you were by Maariv Friday night or Mincha Shabbos afternoon and you said Ata, even if you thought it was even if you thought it was weekday, you still do not have to go finish the bracha Ata Chonin. You can just switch over to the appropriate bracha of Ata Kidashta or Ata Echad. Yes. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin. But, the Mechaber said, if you knew it was Shabbos, you just made a mistake in the words. You slipped. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Shalom HaShenich Shabbos Shono, your tongue slipped. Machmas Hergelo Duchol, you're so used to davening weekday Shmon Esrei, so if you're not looking at your Siddur for sure, you just start Ata. Avalonis Gavin L'Shem Tfilas Chol, you didn't mean to daven weekday Shmon Esrei. L'kach Lo Chashvinan Leik Hiskel Tfilas Chol. Then we don't view you as if you started the weekday Shmon Esrei by saying the word Ata. V'davkim hisl rak tevas Ata. That's only if you just said the word Ata. Avim omer Ata chonein. But if you already said the second word, you said Ata chonein. Shemuchach shehu l'shem chol. Even if you didn't mean it, it's clear you started saying a weekday bracha. Af agav shehu rak machma shenichna b'shono. Even though the only reason you said it is because you slipped. You knew it was Shabbos, you just slipped. But still, the words you said were a weekday words. So gomer kol osa bracha. You have to finish that bracha. So you only have this heter that you knew was Shabbos and you slipped and you don't have to therefore say the weekday bracha if you said ata. But once you say ata chonin, then you have to say the whole weekday bracha. Zok the Mishnah Berurah sef katan ches, dechashvinan lei, because we said if you just said the word ata, so then we view you as if you made a mistake within the Shabbos Shmon Esrei. Because just by saying the word ata, it's not recognizable that you're doing a l'shem the words ata chonin. Because you could have ended off with ata kidash and ata echad. That's what the Rama means when he ends off and says, you could have said these things. So this case is similar that if you would be davening Shachris on Shabbos, which should be Yismach Moshe, and you accidentally said Ata Kidash or Ata Echad, and you realize in the middle of the bracha, the posek umasu take of Yismach Moshe. You stop in the middle and you say Yismach Moshe. V'hachanami here also, kishomer Ata, have kaomer Ata Kidashta. By saying Ata, even in Shachris, it's like you said Ata Kidashta. Uposek umasu Yismach Moshe. You can stop in the middle and you say Yismach Moshe. It's not like you said at the chonin to finish the bracha. To summarize, The Mechaber is saying in the second part, and the Rama is reinforcing the same idea, that if you knew it was not Shabbos, you knew it was Shabbos, I'm sorry, and you slipped on your tongue and you just said Atta, so then you are good to go. You could just skip over to the bracha of the Shabbos Shmonesah, even if it's Yisach Moshe. Because by saying Atta, it's not nicker that you're doing a L'shem Chol. If you said Atta Chone, you vada, you have to finish it. If you just said Atta, even if it should be Yismach Moshe, we'll view you as if you meant to say Yismach Moshe, and you said Atta Kiddasha or Atta Echad, which is okay b'dievid. On Shabbos, b'dievid, if you started the other brachos, you just switch over to the bracha that you need. If you said on Shachar Shabbos, Atta Kiddasha, you started the Friday night Shmon Esrei, and you realize your mistake, you right away switch over to Yismach Moshe. So if you said Atta, it's no worse than that. Only if you said Atta Chonein, then you're locked in to that bracha, and you have to finish the entire bracha of Atta Chonein. There is an interesting note over here. If you look at note number 8, I'm going to start from the second paragraph. The second and third paragraph, interesting, shyly he discusses, Im Tov B'mariv Shelel Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. If you made a mistake the first night of Pesach, and you started saying the regular weekday Shmon Esrei, you kept on going till you got to Baruch Aleinu. You realized your mistake in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, but now you got to finish the bracha, Baruch Aleinu. Do you say the same Talamata Levracha or the same bracha? Because on Pesach, we switch back to the same bracha. So what do you do? So says the Bir Halacha earlier, She'eina Omer above the same Talamata. You won't say the same Talamata. Kevan Shegama Tzibur Kfar Einam Omerim Kein. The Tzibur already stopped before Pesach. The Seita Lamotar is over. So if you are forced in this manner to say the bracha Baruch Aleinu on the night of Pesach, you would not say the Seita Lamotar. So too, Im Chal Yom Shebo Maschil Omer Talamotar, we're approaching it December 4th, December 5th, when you start saying the Seita Lamotar, let's say a fourth on a Shabbos, and you mistakenly said a weekday Shmon Esrei, you know, that Shabbos, and you realize you're mistaken Baruch Aleinu, which requires you to finish the bracha Baruch Aleinu, and this is the night where you're supposed to start saying V'sein Talamotar. Zok Tibir Halacha, don't say V'sein Talamotar. Since the Tzibur didn't start yet, you go out to the Tzibur, and therefore you don't say it. This is an interesting Shaila that could potentially come up. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Dalin, Misha Espalal Tfilo Shechol B'Shabbos. A person davened the entire weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos. He really messed up. V'lo Hiskir Shel Shabbos. He didn't mention Shabbos at all. He davened the weekday Shmon Esrei. Lo Yotze, he's not Yotze, daven again. Vim Hiskir Shel Shabbos B'Solch Shmon Esrei. If for some weird reason he davened the regular weekday Shmon Esrei, but he's stuck in there Shabbos somehow, Afal Pi Shel Okova Bracha L'Shabbos, even though you didn't have a special Bracha L'Shabbos, you just said, Yal V'Yavon, you said Yom HaShabbos HaZeh, you're stuck in Shabbos somehow, you're Yotze. You daven the whole weekday Shmon Esrei, you're just stuck in Shabbos, you're Yotze. Zokter Rama u'b'musaf afilu lo amar rak v'nasel v'nechas chavoseinu b'tmide yom u'b'kar b'musaf yotza. By musaf, like we saw referenced in the Mishabu earlier, if you daven a regular weekday Shmon Esrei and you put in that line that we should do in front of you, our chovos of the tmidim of today, of Shabbos, and the kar b'musaf, you're yotze. Says the Mishabu Esif Koton Tes, you daven the tfilo shel chol b'Shabbos. V'im sofik lo im espal shel chol shel Shabbos. You finish Shmon Esrei, you don't remember. Pretty bad if you don't remember. If you davened the weekday Shmon Esrei, the Shabbos Shmon Esrei, they're very different in size, but you're not sure, you don't remember what you davened. So you have to go back and daven a Shabbos Shmon Esrei again. You have to assume, if you davened Shmon Esrei and you spaced out, you don't know if you davened the weekday Shmon Esrei or Shabbos Shmon Esrei, we have to assume you davened a weekday Shmon Esrei, and now you have to go back and daven a Shabbos Shmon Esrei. Sifkotan Yud, we said if you know you daven the weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos, a full Shmon Esrei with no mentioning of Shabbos, you must daven again, you're not Yotze. V'hu adin b'yomtov, afilu b'yomtov sheni, same thing applies on Yontov and even on Yontov sheni. By Musaf, we said if you daven the regular weekday Shmon Esrei, you just put in that line that we should do in front of you our required t'midei yom and the kara Musaf, your Yotze. Sifkotan Yudal Bratzalomar means to say, Sha'omar pa'achas min ha-brachos. You said in one of the brachos the following words, Yi rotzon shenasel fanecha v'chul, it should be your will, Hashem, that we should do this in front of you. You're Yotze. V'kol shekenim omar ha-nusach shel ha-musaf ka'alocha. Certainly if you said the nusach of musaf, rak shechiser ha-psukim shel ha-karbonos, the Yotze. If you left off the psukim of the karbonos, but you said the nusach of musaf, then you would be for sure Yotze. There's two interesting notes I want to read over here. One is note number 11, the second paragraph. Umi shenimtza b'Shabbos b'makom she'ein b'nimtza sider. Very interesting psak here. You're away for Shabbos. You went to a place where there's no shul. You went on a business trip and you forgot to bring a sider. You probably should have nothing. You have no sider. You have no shul to go to. And and you don't know Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei by heart. You're not used to it. You don't know it by heart. Ve'eino yodea bal pes tfilas hayom. So Shlomo Zalman says, what should you do? Yispalel tfilas shalchol, daven a regular weekday Shmoneh Esrei, v'yosef yalev v'yovo, v'yomer v'yom ha-Shabbos hazeh. Zalko Shlomo Zalman, daven a regular weekday Shmoneh Esrei, put in yalev v'yovo, v'yom ha-Shabbos hazeh, v'chein adin b'yom tov, sh'arei ein lecha ones gadol mizeh. That's an ones. We just said, b'di'evit, if you daven in the weekday Shmoneh Esrei and you just mentioned Shabbos Yotze. So why is that any different than if you're stuck and you don't know what to do and you don't know the Shmoneh Esrei, daven in the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, put in Yalav Yavo, u'biyom ha-Shabbos hazeh. Very interesting psak from Shlomo Zalman. Note number 12. U'b'Shabbos Chol HaMoed. It's Shabbos Chol HaMoed. She'tzarech lehispalel bo tefillah Shabbos. Really, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we daven, besides Musaf, we daven all the tefillahs, the regular Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. And we put in Yalav Yavo. So you're supposed to have in the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. And you're supposed to mention Yotav in Yalav Yavo, but you messed up. V'tov v'ispal bo tfilas yom tov shechal b'Shabbos. This is a very common mistake. Instead of davening the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei and putting in Yalav Yavo for Sukkos, you daven the Yotav Shmoneh Esrei, putting in the little insurgents for Yom HaShabbos. Shemaskim as a Shabbos b'emtza ha-brocha v'chassim also, where we stick in Shabbos in the middle of a brocha, at the end of the brocha. So kosva makor chayim v'akaf ha-chayim. Sheyotzei dechova, you're yotzei. Lo maisa, you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you mentioned Shabbos and Yontif. You were supposed to really mention the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei with the insertion of Yalav Yavo for Yontif, and really you daven the other Shmoneh Esrei, you put in the insertions for Shabbos, that's also fine. As we see over here, as long as you mention Shabbos somewhere in the Shmoneh Esrei, you are yotzei. However, Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Moshe argues, Rav Moshe kosav shelo yotzei dechova. In that case, you're absolutely not yotzei. Why? Very good logic, he says. Mishum shetfilas yom tov eina sheyachas l'Shabbos. The whole reason why we said on Shabbos, if you daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei and you mention Shabbos or Yotzei, is because really on Shabbos it's shayach to say the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Really, you should be davening the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. They had Rachmanis on us, they should be Matriach us, so they let us do an abbreviated Shmoneh Esrei. But really, you could be Yotzei with the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. That's why you're Yotzei b'dieved, if you daven the regular weekday Shmoneh Esrei, as long as you mention Shabbos. But if you daven the Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei, no one said the Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei has any shayach to Shabbos. Therefore, Rav Moshe argues that the Makor Chaim and the Kaf HaChaim writes, you're not Yotzei. V'chein mevur b'shalas and shuvas chik relay. Very interesting machlokas. We'll stop here, and Amir Tashem will pick up in the next year in Siv Hei.